Jones. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, April 19, 1903. Elder Jones. Dear Brother. I am sending to you three manuscripts to be read to the brethren assembled at Battle Creek in council. These I desire that you shall read to the brethren when you discern that the time has come. You know my anxiety regarding the work, my desire that everything possible shall be done to establish unity and drive out dissension. We must do all in our power to save Dr. Kellogg and his associates from the result of the mistakes they have made, and to help them to see and understand the way of the Lord. Last Friday, I sent you an article addressed to the physicians and managers of our medical work. I hope that you have already found opportunity to read this. There was also sent an incomplete copy of an article addressed to those in council at Battle Creek. I have added some things to this, and now send you a complete copy. Please return to me the one sent Friday. Today there will be sent to you still another manuscript addressed to the brethren in council at Battle Creek. This follows the other two and should be read at the first favorable opportunity. I am also sending to you a copy of a letter that I have written to Dr. Kellogg. In it, there are very many plain admonitions. Some of these it may be difficult for the doctor to understand. I have not yet sent him a copy of this letter, nor shall I do so at present. My wish is that you shall talk and pray with him, and then read the letter to him when you think that the time has come. I greatly desire that he shall see his danger and turn to the Lord, for there is peace and power for him if he will walk humbly before God. If he continues to carry things as he has done, his brethren must seek the Lord for wisdom to know how to carry forward his work intelligently, in accordance with the light given in his word. I could not speak of his dangers in open conference, for there were some present who would have misunderstood and stumbled, making an unwise use of any statements made that were unfavorable to him. Please read carefully what I have written to him, and take your position wisely as a friend of the medical missionary work who feels a proper burden to see that work put upon a basis that will bear the endorsement of God. I have been shown that Dr. Kellogg has had papers drawn up by lawyers, the wording of which was such that few would see beneath the surface and discern their final influence upon the work. Neither the managers of the medical work nor their legal counselor have taken upon them the responsibility of studying in a correct light the wording of the specifications and conditions of these papers. The leaders in the medical missionary work have failed to make sure that the wording of the legal papers pertaining to the business of the Battle Creek Sanitarium is so clear and decided that there is no danger of the properties being lost to its original owners. Our counselor said to the doctors, "You need to learn to be as true as steel to principle. Watch carefully and truly, and guard your brother, that he shall not sell his birthright in order to carry himself to the highest point of influence." Then the speaker turned his eyes with such a look of sadness and sympathy upon the doctor, and said, "Repent now, while you have opportunity, lest soon you become so laden with business entanglements that you will care little as to what is your record for eternity. You are defrauding your own soul. The business transactions and opportunities which are presented to you are becoming so numerous that they prevent your giving your earnest attention to the momentous concerns of eternity. Only a little longer will mind and body bear the strain that you are imposing on them. You now hold only a fragment of religion. The business transactions that you mingle with your medical missionary work are so great a temptation that you seem to have no power to go from the snare. The name medical missionary can be applied only to a part of your work. But the Lord desires that the sanctified wisdom of heaven should be diffused all through and through your work. True godliness is obtained by eating the flesh and drinking the blood of the Son of God. Thus we are made partakers of the divine nature. No enterprise, no devising that will not bear the signature of heaven will be of the least value in this life or in the life to come. Inquire while you may. Am I not sinning against my own soul and against the God who has done so much for me? Brother Jones, Study these statements and read them to Dr. Kellogg if you think best.